After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When it comes to socializing, is your battery bursting with energy or feeling drained? Do you thrive around people or do you need more alone time? It can be easy to spread yourself thin. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, strengthen your self-confidence, and much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/heartwisdom today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/heartwisdom.
Welcome to the Jack Kornfield Heart Wisdom Hour. We are delighted to share with you Jack's innate common sense wisdom and his clear, open heart. If you are interested in supporting Jack's podcast, go to BeHereNowNetwork.com/Jack.
Particularly happy to have you. Great. And tonight will be a guided practice that I'll explain in a little bit. And then after that, we take a break to sit or walk. And following that, then there's usually a teaching, on occasion dialogue or questions and answers. In coming into the temple, the basic purpose is not so much to get anything. If anything, maybe this is the dump, right? It's the place to leave stuff. But more than anything, it's a place to be reminded of something that you already know, to return to a quality of presence of heart and mind and to reawaken in yourself or reconnect or support that which is already wise. It is already loving. That's your own true nature. This evening, I'm also happy we're joined by a group of the next group of teachers at Spirit Rock, the current four-year teacher training, and both the Spirit Rock teacher training and the IMS teacher training on the East Coast, our sister center, which started at the same time, are predominantly almost all people of color. So we're going to have close to 40 new teachers in the next few years, almost all of whom are also people of color, and I would like to ask, because I love them and they're a really great group, I told them the best we've had yet. But anyway, if you wouldn't mind just to stand up for a moment so people who are in the community can see who's coming to teach you. And they are as varied and interesting and wonderful as they look, so thank you. Maybe even more so, we'll find out. And Spirit Rock, as it has grown over these years, now offers all kinds of retreats and classes and trainings in compassion and forgiveness and loving kindness and mindfulness of the body and trainings for educators and for healthcare professionals and family retreats and for parents and lawyers and all kinds of people, and the people that they need. Yes, that's right. I know when my daughter said she was going to become a lawyer, my heart sank a little bit. I said, I don't know that many happy lawyers, kiddo. She said, chill out, Dad. I'm going to do human rights law. It's fine. It's okay. And she's great. But anyway, the lawyer's retreat is actually a really wonderful and important one because it's kindred spirits where people come who have this sensibility of that which is sacred and want to imbue the work that they do, which is really important for all of us because we live in a society that can be characterized by the absence of the sacred in many ways. And so to come to a place or to come together in community and be reminded of the sacredness of life in whatever language or form works for you becomes not just a gift, but almost an imperative to stay sane in the busy times that we live and in the times that are so outer directed. So tonight I'd like us to start in a way a little bit differently than certain other Monday nights where we sit more silently. This is a guided meditation. And for some people it will work well, and for others it's not the right flavor. There's 84,000 doorways into the sacred, and this is one of them. But it's a beautiful one. And ordinarily, for those who do mindfulness meditation practice, or loving awareness, as I like to call it, it's common to begin with mindfulness of the breath. Many of you already do that. Or mindfulness of the body, or begin to become aware of mindfulness of feelings and thoughts and so forth. These are part of the what's called the foundations of mindfulness. Tonight's meditation will start by opening our attention, our loving awareness, not to the breath and body, but rather to sound itself, to the doorway of the ear, and with it will become, you'll hear, as it's guided, an invitation to sense the open spaciousness of mind itself, within which we can then become aware of body and breath and heart and mind and all that arises. So all meditations are really an exploration. They're an invitation to discover something. So let yourself discover. It may work or it may not. If it's frustrating, that's okay. You can be mindful of that. If you hate it, you can go, oh, I hate this. How's that? Interesting. Doesn't matter. It'll just be what it is. And if you want to, you can always go back to your other practice of mindfulness of breath or something else. But let's practice together, especially in this beautiful spring evening where the grasses are still green, waving up the hill, and they're about to turn golden, as you know, they're changing their hair color as one does in California, right? It's a beautiful evening. So feel yourself present as you can in this beautiful place and valley. And first, just let your eyes close gently. And come back to a quality of presence. Here you are, seated halfway between heaven and earth in this human form. Let your body be at ease as you sit. And let your attention rest with a loving awareness just here and now. And as you rest here in the reality of the present, the ever-present moment, bring your attention to sound, to the doorway of the ear, and notice the play of sound as it arises and passes away. There are the soft sounds in the room, sometimes distant sounds you can hear, traffic or air traffic. They're the sound of these words. As they arise and pass away, appearing and then vanishing. And there are the sound of the bells. Relax, rest just here and now, and let the sounds come and go. Appearing and disappearing, words, soft sounds in the room, and even the sound of silence. And as you listen, let yourself imagine or sense or feel any way you can that your mind is not limited to the size of your head, that it's bigger, as big as this whole room, and even more vast, open like the sky. Without inside or outside, let yourself feel like your mind, open as the sky, allows for the sounds to appear like clouds or bubbles. Sounds that are nearby, and distant sounds, bells. And silence. arising and passing in the vast open space of mind. Relax. Rest in the spaciousness and let the sounds arise and appear like clouds and then disappear, leaving no trace. In its true nature, mind is not limited by the body. Mind is vast and open, transparent and timeless, allowing for all things, yet not limited by them. To know if this is so or not, look directly at the nature of your own mind. And notice, too, just as sounds arise in the vast space of mind and disappear, so too do thoughts and images arise. Word thoughts, picture thoughts, appear like clouds and tell a little story or show an image, and then dissolve back into the silence. Sounds arise and pass, and thoughts appear, display themselves, and vanish on their own. Rest in the space of awareness itself. Relax into it. Trust it, and let the appearances of sounds and images and words come and go like clouds. sounds come and go. Thoughts, images, and words appear like clouds that float in the vast space of mind and vanish like clouds or bubbles. Rest in the spaciousness, the clear sky of awareness. It is your own true nature. It is home. Notice, too, how feelings and emotions can arise like weather in the sky. Sadness or boredom, frustration, longing, love, joy. Like weather, they appear for a time and color the sky. And then they too dissolve and vanish. Just as sounds and thoughts arise like clouds, so too the weather brings moods and feelings. Easy come, easy go. Let them arise and pass as they will. You are the vast sky. Sounds come and go. thoughts and images arise like clouds in the vast space and sky of awareness. Moods and emotions appear like weather for a time and then pass away. Notice too how the body floats in the vast space of awareness. If you sense directly, there is no solid body. There are areas of pressure and warmth, of tingling and coolness, hardness and softness, a field of energy that is ever-changing, floating in the vast space of awareness. Relax and let the energy field of the body float and change slowly. It breathes, and the breath moves like a breeze in the space. And you are the vast space of awareness itself. Sounds come and go. The breath moves like a breeze. Moods and emotions float and color the sky like weather for a time and then disappear. Thoughts and images, sensations arise and exist for a time and pass away. You are the awareness itself that contains all things and is yet not limited by them. You are consciousness, loving awareness. And as you feel the vastness and connection with all things, let there arise a deep sense of compassion for all those beings who forget who they really are, who are lost in separateness and fear and confusion. So the vast sky is loving awareness itself. Open, tender, allowing for all things, yet not limited by them. rest in consciousness itself, in loving awareness. This is your true nature. Trust it. Relax into it. It is your home. And when you hear the sound of the bell and you're ready, let your eyes open again and remain with the sense of vastness as the colors and images appear, all within the same vast space of loving awareness, of consciousness itself. So did some of you have a sense that your mind wasn't the size of your head, that there was some sense of spaciousness and openness? Yes? I see some people nodding. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand because the people who don't will feel left out, you know? But it's not because you're really the superior meditators. Sorry about that. It's just that this particular practice on this day worked for you. And because there are many different practices, you have to sense as you let yourself open to a spiritual life, which are the gates that touch your own heart and that allow you to open. For some, it might be the practice of loving kindness or compassion or forgiveness. For others, it's the simplicity of the breath. But for some, or at some times, this sense of opening to vastness can be really helpful. And it's not just when you're in the temple, but you can be sitting out at a cafe in Berkeley or San Anselmo or the Mission, and it's noisy and there's people going by in cars in the streets. You think, how could I ever meditate? And then you close your eyes and say, oh, like John Cage, the music of life. I'm just going to listen to the play of all these sounds and become the spacious vastness. And then all of a sudden, all of it becomes workable. And you come back to this place that you have touched before of spaciousness and timelessness and openness. So if it was helpful, feel free to play with it. If it wasn't, the basic rule of meditation is don't use it to judge yourself. You're already very good at that. You don't need any improvement in that area, right? Instead, say thank you. Maybe this is not the right practice for this evening and go back to do what you know serves you. But it is a beautiful practice for the times that it can work. And it points to something that's quite extraordinary, which we'll talk about more later this evening. We tend to be identified with our bodies or our thoughts and opinions. Have you noticed that? And our feelings. But the thing is, they keep changing. So who are we? You know, if we're not our bodies or we're not our thoughts and opinions, maybe you're the spirit that was born into this body and that will leave it when, you know, someday, believe me, that's going to happen, right? Maybe what you are is actually spirit or consciousness. So we'll just leave that as a question for us. Thank you.